News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Tour guides at a site at the Battle of the Boyne are not allowed to wear green and orange, according to an email regarding dress code seen by the Irish Independent. For more on this, we're joined by Dr. Ruth Dudley Edwards, historian, commentator and author of The Fateful Tribe. Ruth, your reaction to this this email about dress code?
Weariness, really, Shane. Just absolute weariness. I am so sick of labels of all kinds. I'm so sick of the assumption that you can tell, you know, that you go out dressed as your political views. I'm so sick of rainbow colours, for instance. I mean, I remember when Pride was one day. It's now a month and it's all over the place. And, you know, I also have this vision of bureaucrats, well-meaning, busy people sitting at their desks saying, now, what can we control next? What is the next possible problem? Oh, yes, you might wear something green and upset an orange man because they're touchy, or vice versa.
I don't disagree with you. I'm trying to see it from the OPW's viewpoint. I'm struggling, but I'm trying. Are they thinking of a scenario, say, for example, where a group come down from East Belfast and they're orange men or whatever, and there's a fella there in a Celtic jersey or something, and that's just going to, it's just kind of bad manners, rather than it's going to outrage them or anything. It's just, it makes them uncomfortable.
Well, I'm fine about giving warnings about bad manners, but and they're right to outlaw emblems, political emblems. Now, if Celtic T-shirts are being worn as political weapon, well, it's perfectly reasonable to tell the guides that that's really rather offensive. But otherwise, you can't ban colours.
No, it is ludicrous.
I recently went to, a couple of years ago actually, I was asked by the TUV, which is the most hardline unionist party, to speak to them as an outsider about what they were doing wrong, really. And I wore my new suit, which was bright Kerry green, because it happens to be my favourite colour. It always has been. And I remember looking at it in the morning of it and thinking, I should wear this, but should I wear this? Is it going to offend them? And I thought, sod it, they're grown-ups. And I wore it. Nobody said a word.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm also thinking,
I was a friendly critic. I wasn't coming to try to upset them.
Yeah, I'm also thinking, if I went, you know, that the black taxi tour of Belfast, if it happened to be a loyalist taxi driver and he turned up in a Rangers jersey, I wouldn't find this offensive. I wouldn't be annoyed by it. I'd be probably amused by it more than anything else.
It'd be his territory.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it isn't, I mean, so often, and you know exactly in every part of our lives what the bureaucrats are doing, because they want to do their job. And they're just trying to micromanage us in every respect, including in our thoughts, including in what are thought to be our thoughts. Yeah. I am so fed up with it. I bought some time back some micellar cleansing water, which is some water which is, if you've got delicate skin, you don't want to harsh cleansers on your face. And I discovered it was Pride. It had Pride all over it. It's now been sitting in my bathroom for 3 months, giving people that don't know me the assumption that I'm some sort of Pride activist, because I wasn't going to spend another £8 and throw it away. And you think, what the hell are you doing this for? Okay. Just keep the politics out of it.
All right. Ruth Dudley Edwards, Dr. Ruth Dudley Edwards, historian, commentator, author of The Fateful Tribe. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. We did ask for a statement from the OPW in relation to this. They have not come back at this stage. If they do, we're happy to bring them to bring you that statement.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.